Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulim Pei Gimel, Chulim 83A, pagination was 165, starting from the third wide line, Masnisin de Nu Mishnah. Barba Prakim Bashana, there are four times of the year, Hamocha Behima Lachavero, if a person sells an animal to his friend, Tzarech Lahodio, he would have to notify him if he sold the relative, so to speak, of this animal to another person at this time. We're dealing with the mitzvah, the Torah prohibition of Osova Espino, not to shecht a mother and child on the same day. And therefore, we're being told that there are four times the year where a person who's buying the animal is assumed to be buying it for shechita imminently. Otherwise, what's implied over here is that we don't necessarily keep track and have a whole pedigree and assume when did the mother get shecht to make sure not to shecht the child on the same day. Mother and child get separated, and so be it. We don't keep track. But if a person does have mother and child, and he sold one today, and now he's selling the second one, even though under normal circumstances he wouldn't have to disclose, but these four times of year, it's so assumed that the first animal is going to be shecht today, and the second animal being sold is also with such an intent, and therefore there has to be a statement of disclosure. Ima mocharti lishchot, he would have to say, the mother I sold for shechita. Bita mocharti lishchot, I sold the daughter for shechita. Ve'eluhein, and these are the four times of year that the Mishnah is referring to. Erev Yom Tov Ho'acharon Shal Chag, Erev Yom Tov of the end of Sukkot, meaning Hoshana Rabbah. We'll get back to that in a moment. Ve'erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, Erev Yom Tov of the start of Pesach, the time of Aliyah L'Regel and Korban Pesach, that time of many animals being used for Shechita. Ve'erev Atzeres, before Shavuos. Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, and before Rosh Hashanah. U'chidivre Rabbi Yossi Aglili af Erev Yom HaKippurim beGalil. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we have to add on a fifth, which is Erev Yom Kippur in the customs of the Galil, where they would also do a lot of Shechita in honor of that eating day, the day before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Amosai, when did we say this rule that you have to notify and do this disclosure? Bizman she'ein lo revach, when there's no time, meaning you sold one today and the second one today. So if we assume people buy the animal when they're ready to do shechita, so there's no space here. And therefore, it's assumed that if you don't say anything, they're both going to shecht on the same day, and therefore you have to notify. Avo yesh lo revach, but if there is space, if there is time, says Rashi, shemocharas harishona esmol, that you sold the first one yesterday, and you're selling this one today, ein tzarech lehodio, you don't have to notify. Now, on this concept that people would buy right before they're going to shecht, it's very easy to understand. A person doesn't want to get stuck having to feed, water, and care for an animal if he's not typically a farmer, if he's not doing that typically. The people who raise the animals are best to maintain them, and a person would buy it when it's just hours before he wants to shecht it. And therefore, it's assumed that it's going to be shecht today. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda admits, b'mocher esu'im l'chosen v'sabas l'kalo, if you sell one of the peer of relatives to the chassan's family, and the other to the kala's family, shetzarech lehodio, because you must notify them, because biyadua sheshneim shechtim biyom echad. We all know they're going to shecht it on the same day. They're preparing animals for the chasna. So even though they bought it on two different days, but if you know it's going to the chasna, it's kala, it's clear it's going for the suda of the chasna, and you have to let them know so that they don't shecht it on the same day. Now, a number of these particular days when it was known that the purchase is for imminent use are very straightforward. Erev Yom Tov, we understand. There's a particular statement here that's very noteworthy. Erev Yom Tov ha'acharon shel chag, uniquely, the day before the last days of Sukkot, meaning Erev Shmini Atzeres, what we call Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, the day of Hoshana Rabbah, was a very festive-oriented day, and they would be buying animals to Shecht imminently. Says Rashi, Hayumar bim b'simcha, they would be increasing in the joy and festivities, mipnei sheregel la'atzmo hu, because it's a unique Yom Tov of its own, v'chaviv aleihem, and it was very dear to them. In Jewish literature, we find indeed that Shmini Atzeres is a very unique holiday in a particularly special way. To put things in perspective, Pesach has a first day Yom Tov and a last day Yom Tov, Bayom HaRishon and Bayom HaShvi'i, and in areas outside of Eretz Yisrael, we naturally observe the holiday 2 days for each of those days. So there are two first days and two last days. In the case of Sukkot, though, the actual holiday of Sukkot is one Yom Tov day in the beginning of Sukkot. And, of course, again, in Chutz La'aretz, we're going to observe two as the first days of Sukkot. But Sukkot ends on Hoshana Rabbah. It's not a Yom Tov day in the sense of driving being prohibited, for example. But people don't realize the distinction between Sukkot and Pesach, because an addendum to Sukkot, which is not really Sukkot, but it's so combined with Sukkot. We're told it's regel b'fnei atzmo on certain levels, but that's Shmini Atzeres. And for us, Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael, it's rolled into one, but we have two different days designated with two different names. It's one Yom Tov. And that Yom Tov called Shmini Atzeres is, in the words of Rashi, chaviv aleihem, very dear. In Jewish literature, we find that Hashem says, kosha alai peri daschem. It's very difficult for me, kaviyachal, Hashem says, for you to take part, to separate, to go away from the holiday. Presumably, it has to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. But there's a sequence of Yamim Tovim here, Sukkot in particular, which were so joyous that Hashem says at its conclusion that it's difficult to separate. And I want you to stay one more day, a day of reflection, a day to connect, a day to savor. Pasuk in Tehillim, part of Halal, Isru Chag Ba'avosim, the concept of Isru Chag, as we call it, that a person ties himself to the Mizbeach for a little bit longer to show through his embrace that it was a very special time. Another dimension of this is the fact that during Yom Tov, there's 70 karbanos to correspond to the 70 nations of the world. And Hashem says, now that we're done with the 70 nations of the world, a special loving relationship with His Am Segula, with the treasured nation, Negalgil Ani Va'ata B'Masha Nimtza. let's just spend some time together, Hashem suggests. And that's the role of this particular Yom Tov, so that even though in some ways it's a more limited Yom Tov, it doesn't have the mitzvahs of Sukkah and Arba Minim, it's not comparable to Pesach, which has matzah and chametz isurim. It's a very simple Yom Tov. But because of what it represents, it was chaviv. It was very precious to the Jewish people. And the Gemara, the Mishnah records that it was a day when if someone bought an animal, you can rest fairly assured that he was going to shecht it that very day, because it's a Yom Tov coming up, and it's a very special Yom Tov, and it was known that people acted with extra simcha. And therefore, if a person purchased on that particular day, you would have to notify if the relative was also sold at this time. Again, the assumption, though, is that if it's not one of these times of year that we're discussing, and it's not the time of a chasna where you have those considerations, then a person does not have to disclose, and we just assume that the animals, whenever they will be shecht, will be probably, odds are, major rove in your favor, that they will be shecht on different days. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.